You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, CBS soap opera fans. This is SoapDirt.com, and we've got your daily spoilers for the week of March 13th through 17th, 2023, for Young and the Restless. There's a whole lot to unpack and to see next week, and there's some big action ahead, and you don't want to miss it. Starting on Monday, March 13th, it's Season 50, Episode 114 of Young and the Restless. There's a lot of action this day. Elena grills Nate about how close he's getting to Victoria, and he gaslights her. And then she'll run into Victoria, who kind of does the same thing, but Victoria's happy to see that Elena canceled her date with Nate and is supposedly heading home. So Victoria takes advantage and tries to call him out with her later for drinks, but he turns her down, and Victoria is very frustrated. Nate, meanwhile, is mad at Audra because it was Audra Charles that put the bug in Elena's ear that maybe there's something more going on. But the big news on Monday is Jack and Diane come back from the cabin and they tell Kyle and Summer that they're engaged. Meanwhile, Phyllis is fully on board with working with Jeremy Stark. She is lying to family, telling them that she's forgotten this revenge thing, but she is neck deep in it. She tells Kyle and Summer that Jeremy has gone off to Paris to look for them because she misled him, but she's lying. She told Jeremy where they were, and then she is creating a situation for them to do something to Diane. They're going to steal some stuff from her. It's not yet clear why. Then on Tuesday, March 14th, it's episode 115 of Young and the Restless, season 50. We're going to see Lauren Fenmore calling out Phyllis. Phyllis is now lying to everyone except Jeremy Stark. That's not a good look. This is all going to blow up in her face, but she can't stand it. It's eating her up. And she hasn't even heard that Jack and Diane are engaged yet. Imagine how postal that Red is going to go when she hears that news. It's going to be a big deal, and she's already lying to everyone. And when Lauren calls her out on Tuesday, there's going to be more lying and BS ahead. Also on Tuesday, Victoria has a proposition for Nate, and the big question is this personal or professional? Because it's been a minute since she had a man, and she's clearly got the hots for hunky Nate, and he's a sketchy dude, but he's trying a little bit to be faithful to Elena. But the bottom line is he's tempted. He's been making out with his boss. He's been late nights with her. So how will he respond to this proposition? We'll know on Tuesday. Also, Sally Spectra has a moment on Tuesday where she thinks on her sketchy past and it bothers her. If you have been watching her since Bold or have listened to her brief discussions on YNR about her family, you'll know that her parents were con people. Con woman, con man, and they were carnies and drifters, and she and her sister Coco did not grow up in a stable home. In fact, they weren't stable at all until they were shipped off to live with their aunt. And that background has her thinking, oh, I'm going to be a terrible mother, and so she's having a little crisis of conscience about her pregnancy on Tuesday. Midweek on Young and the Restless, it's Wednesday, March 15th, 2023, Season 50, Episode 116. This is the day that Victor finds out something that floors him. Again, we're back to, is this personal or professional? Right now, he wants to buy McCall Holdings, Tucker's company, to hand it over to Adam to run as his own unique entity apart from Newman Enterprises. Meanwhile, Victoria wants it because she's just greedy and grasping, and she definitely doesn't want Adam to have it, and she is making plans, it sounds like, to double-cross her dad. So it's not clear if this is about McCall Holdings or if somebody drops the baby bombshell on the mustache. Because this past week, Summer learned it from Sally, and then Summer went running to Nikki, and she and Nikki Newman were talking about how to get Sally Spectra out of Nick Newman's life. They don't care if she gloms on to Adam because they don't like him anyway. And in fact, if Sally was linked to Adam again, then that might turn Victor against Adam. And that's a good thing for all the other Newmans as far as they're concerned. So they're keeping this secret, but it could be that Victor finds out that she's pregnant and he's going to lose it, because it would be one thing if she was pregnant with and involved in one of his sons, but no, she's pregnant by one and involved with the other. So that means both of his sons are tangled up with the redhead, who, as far as he is concerned, is just a schemer and a grasper. Also on Wednesday, Nick writes Adam another reality check. Adam, last week, if you'll recall, came to Sally and he wants to be involved in her pregnancy, but he knows she doesn't want him there. So he asked for a little token. He wants to be involved in the doctor's appointments where there's ultrasounds because he wants to see his little bambino growing. Nick has made it clear that he's the one who's taking care of Sally and seeing her through this pregnancy, but he does understand that Adam wants to have a little bit of involvement. But of course, this is also complicated because this is familiar territory for Nick and Adam. You remember Nick is raising Christian Newman, Adam's biological son. Nick originally thought that Christian was his son. Christian's mother, if you don't remember, is Sage Warner, who was played by Kelly Sullivan, who's dead now. She was pregnant and then her baby was taken and Sharon was raising him as her and Dylan's child because Sharon had been gaslit by Patty Williams. It was this whole convoluted thing. But then Nick finds out that the baby that Sharon had was Sage's baby. And so he snatches the baby back only to find out that it's not his biological child. Adam fathered the child back in his Gabriel Bingham days. So this is like deep, messy, messy history. But the bottom line is there was this whole custody thing and they were ramping up for it to get really nasty. And then Adam just stopped in his tracks because he was in such a bad place. And he told Nick, you can raise the kid. But it's chafing at him. And he definitely feels like this situation with Sally has the makings to be Sage 2.0, Christian 2.0, and he is not going to let Nick raise another child of his. So Nick can write all the reality checks he wants, but Adam is not going to go away quietly. So it'll be very interesting once Victor has this information to see how he storms up to both of his sons and makes demands about, oh, let's get Sally out of both your lives. Messy, 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 and Nick can push all he wants, but the harder he pushes, the more Adam's going to dig into his heels. And it's ironic because, you know, Nick was telling everybody that he really, you know, wasn't that much into Sally and they were just a thing. And then, of course, this pregnancy and it's not his baby, but now he's suddenly emotionally invested in her. You know, it's weird because she was just his bed buddy before this, but he's got all that deep-rooted jealousy over Adam and probably, you know, still a little butthurt that Adam is Christian's biological father. So he's also seeing this as Sage and Christian 2.0, and he's digging in his heels in the other direction, and Sally's going to be pulled between them. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, we've got all new episodes. Then Thursday and Friday, March 16th and 17th, there is no new YNR, not in the U.S., and Canada's not going to have new episodes either, and that's because it's NCAA March Madness preemptions. There's going to be 2 days of college basketball airing on CBS Daytime instead of Young and the Restless. But there's still a lot to see Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so tune in and get your Young and the Restless spoilers fix even when the soap isn't on by coming to soapdirt.com and checking out our spoilers page and all of our fresh and hot Young and the Restless articles. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.